You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, episode number 296. What if I told you that you can make money from a product or service that you don't have to create, test, or fund? Sounds kind of dreamy, right? That's sort of the name of the game with affiliate marketing. And spoiler alert, you don't need a Kylie Jenner level following to be successful at it. If you don't know a ton about affiliate marketing, I actually did an entire episode earlier this year all about what it is, my top three tips for rocking affiliate sales, how I made more than six figures from affiliate marketing working with only five brands last year, and more. Plus, I threw in some ways to seamlessly incorporate affiliate marketing into the content you already share on a regular basis. It's all back in episode 227, and it's chock full of gems to get you started on the affiliate marketing journey. As a refresher, the by-the-book definition of affiliate marketing is a marketing arrangement by which an online retailer pays a commission to an external website or influencer for traffic or sales generated from its referrals. In simpler terms, you get a commission for the customers you send to places you love and share. Cool, right? Think about this. How often do you recommend things to your friends, like your go-to hairstylist, your favorite hotel, that skincare product that changed your life, the new Netflix series you love, that Starbucks concoction you swear by, the best margaritas in town? You get the point. We often love to tell people about the things that we love and enjoy. We all do it to some extent, and affiliate marketing done really, really well can be a monetarily rewarding version of you sharing your very favorite things on your terms in a way that makes you feel excited to share. Sure, it requires some strategy if you want to do it well, but it doesn't require a whole lot of blood, sweat, and tears that can often come when we launch our own products in our own businesses. And it certainly shortens the amount of time it takes for you to bring in profits. So for people with limited time, especially, affiliate marketing can be an absolute game changer. In today's episode, I'm going to go a little deeper into what my affiliate marketing style is like, talk about an online course that I actually affiliated on this year that wasn't my own, give a few more tangible tips for doing it the right way, aka not feeling phony or slimy, and I'll offer up my advice on how to find and choose the right companies or brands to partner with. You ready? Here we go.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, where we firmly believe that work doesn't have to feel like work. Self-made millionaire and marketing guru Jenna Kutcher will help you redefine what success looks like. It's time to hear from the experts, listen in on honest conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others pave their own way and craft their dream career. If you're ready to dig in, do the work, and tackle your biggest goals, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, photographer, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
Thanks to Rothy's for supporting Gold Digger. Rothy's are the everyday flats for life on the go. They're stylish and versatile and go with everything from yoga pants to dresses and skirts. Rothy's always come with free shipping and free returns and exchanges. No risk, no worries, no reason not to try. Head to rothys.com/golddigger. Thanks to Hello Monday from LinkedIn for supporting Gold Digger. Hello Monday is a podcast from LinkedIn's editorial team about how to get the most from Monday and your career. Find Hello Monday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Before this year, I had never affiliated for a course ever in my life. Now, just in the last few months, I've made more than seven figures in affiliate commissions by sharing other people's resources and programs with my audience. And the best part is, I love sharing good education and serving my audience with things I would never create on my own. Let's back up a bit. In the past, I never chose to affiliate for other programs because I have my own educational content and courses that I offer my audience on a regular basis. But going into this year as a new mom, I actually blacked out my entire calendar. I removed all of our typical quarterly launch plans, and I gave myself the time and space to really navigate what would serve me best in this new season as I settled into motherhood. With this blackout left me a whole lot of freedom in the ability to say yes or no at the drop of a hat. One of the things I surprisingly said yes to, and even more surprisingly fell in love with, was affiliating for courses. I realized that there are programs that I love and I've used and I wholeheartedly believe in. Or maybe there are courses created by people who I trust and I know they will deliver, and that they also cover content that I actually never planned to teach on myself. Why wouldn't I share a resource like this with my audience? It'd almost be a disservice to my people if I didn't promote something that I so fully believed in and got so much out of myself. This past year, I promoted two different courses. One was created by my business mentor, Dean Graziosi. The other created by my dear friend, Amy Porterfield. Now, with affiliate launches, there's usually hundreds, sometimes even thousands of affiliates who are going out and sharing the good news of these programs with their audiences. And I can proudly say that I ended at the top of the leaderboard for making the most sales for both of these affiliate launches. Why? Because of my approach. Because I have spent years building the trust of my people, because I believe and have used these programs, and I got in the trenches. What was so fun to me about affiliate launching for courses is that I got to sit in my sweet spot, which is serving my people well, and the strategy behind sharing a promotion. It was really funny with Dean's launch because as I was looking at the list of affiliates, I kind of felt a pit in my stomach. I was going up against all of these men who had been mentors in my life. They were my mastermind leaders and people that I looked up to, people that I had learned how to launch from. And I thought, who am I to measure up in the mass of these men? And the funny thing was, is that I ended up outselling all of them. Why? Because I showed up in a different way. One of the things about affiliate launching is that people think that it's this really methodical system. And while I love systems, I love leading with my heart more. When I started approaching affiliate launching, since it was something I had never done before, I had this open mind. I went in and really asked myself, how can this help my people? How did it shift things for me? How can I show my own transformation? How can I help people get results? What is it that they're really struggling with? And how is this a solution for them? How can I make sure that the people that this was created for know with certainty that they should join? I got to think outside of the box more than I ever have been able to with my own programs. And I kind of became obsessed with affiliate launching. Now, before working on course launches as an affiliate, I had done affiliate marketing in other ways, but I've always been extremely selective in who I choose to partner with and what I'm choosing to promote. You've probably heard me talk about the natural skincare line I'm fully obsessed with called Primally Pure. And I always share about software programs that help my business to function well, like HoneyBook. Or you might have heard me talk about the new email provider that's making my and my students' lives way easier called Flowdesk. You get the point. I talk about things I love. These companies aren't just random businesses that reached out to me via email. They're actual products that I use and love and would recommend to others, whether or not I was getting paid commissions. They are founders that I believe in and humans who are working to create solutions for people like my audience. And so sharing their work is awesome and it's easy. I think that commitment and authentic connection with brands really reads online. Like, people's BS meters are extremely touchy and they can pick up on ads and sponsorships and promos that aren't legit. So why have I found success with affiliate marketing? Because I have spent years upon years building the trust of my followers. My audience, I hope that they trust the products I put my name behind. They know I wouldn't be sharing something with enthusiasm just for a paycheck. It has to actually be something that tremendously benefits my life, that I've had true experience with, and that I believe will benefit their life or their business. From the courses I've promoted to the brands that I've partnered with, I put my highly selective stamp of approval on everything I choose to show up and share. In fact, the affiliate model has been so impactful in my business and life that I'm actually shifting the way that I manage being a, quote, influencer and sponsored posts, because I actually like the affiliate model better than getting paid to post. With affiliates, I get control of how I speak about my personal experience with them. I have less deadlines, less brand approvals required, and instead of collecting a one-and-done payment on their schedule, I have the opportunity to build that brand awareness over time and I'm more likely to reap greater rewards over a time span than just through simply collecting a flat fee, which is usually how sponsored posts work. When it comes to how often I'm promoting affiliates or my own products or programs for that matter, you probably know my motto. I always say that you've got to serve 90% of the time and then sell 10% of the time. And I think we've all followed maybe a favorite reality show candidate or another influencer who got cute clothes or funny captions and inspirational stories. And then all of a sudden they're getting partnership after partnership after partnership with all kinds of brands that just feel random or confusing to us as followers. We're left wondering if they're ever really going to post that content that made us fall in love with them in the first place. It seems like almost every single post and story can become another discount code or swipe up promo. And maybe you felt like you're not actually sure if you can trust people online and what they're promoting because it's something different every single day. Please tell me I'm not alone in this experience. It can be really, really troubling as a consumer. It's all too noticeable when someone's sold out to the temptation of sponsorship, and it can be tempting. Like, let me tell you, I've gone through seasons where it's been really tempting for me to say yes to thousands of dollars just to post something. But after you've experienced a little success with marketing, not just through sponsored posts, but through affiliates, it's a bit of a rush because you find out very quickly if people actually do trust your word enough to go in on whatever it is that you're selling. It's so important for you to stay connected with your mission and your why. Why are you choosing to share content online in the first place? Why did you initially choose to be a customer of a company? Why should your audience care and choose to buy in when you share about it? How can this genuinely serve your audience where they are at by solving a problem or saving them time or bringing them more joy? Ask yourself these questions each and every time you plan to post, whether it's paid or unpaid. For me, I will always be focused on serving my audience the best marketing educational tools and offering the opposite of the highlight reel that social media has become so well known for. Whether you're learning something new from me or feeling a little bit better that you don't have it all figured out either, my aim is authenticity in teaching. If there are products or services or courses that support that mission and that I actually do use and love, then there's an amazing opportunity for me to be both an affiliate and serve my audience and take home a commission while helping support the company that I'm partnering with. Let's talk about the best part of being an affiliate. Because like I said earlier, when I became a mom, I blacked out my entire calendar for a year and limited the work that I was going to take on so that I could focus on being present with my baby. If you're in a season like that where you don't have a ton of time or desire to create new things like me, affiliate marketing can be absolutely huge. It actually wasn't on my agenda or my hidden plan to end up affiliate launching courses this year, but it worked out so perfectly. In fact, I totally fell in love with it. When you affiliate for something, your job is simply to lead people on the path to purchase. You are building brand awareness, sharing your personal transformation, helping your audience decipher if they're a fit or not, answering questions, you're guiding them along the journey towards a sale. And that's your job. Because if you choose the right partnership, then you trust that brand or person to deliver well on the other side of the transaction. Remember, you're not the one creating the main products, packaging them up and mailing them out. You're not coming up with new product and service concepts and bringing them to fruition. You're not the one crunching the numbers and tracking analytics, except for your own conversions to see what your audience likes and is responding to. A lot of the work falls on the delivery team. So your job is to launch, share, and guide your audience to something or someone that you trust will take care of them. It takes a ton of pressure off of you because at the core, you're simply recommending things you like to people invested in your journey and interested in what worked for you. Whether you're a new mom or you're just getting started launching a new business or you're a college student on a budget, we've all been in seasons where passive income could really come in handy and give us some extra padding that we need when our time and our resources are limited. It doesn't take 10,000 followers or a massive email list to get started. I actually outsold someone whose list was 40 times bigger than mine in one of my affiliate launches simply because I've built a super foundation of trust with my audience over time. My audience, they know my voice, they know my heart, and they can believe in what I say. That translates to impressive results because the ultimate foundation for sales starts with trust. What you have to do is be hypervigilant that the offer is truly and honestly the right fit, not just for you, but for the people that you're serving. If you own, say, a healthy meal prep service company and suddenly you're affiliating for a donut shop chain, it's probably not going to land well for your audience. They're thinking they can trust you for some of the best baked sweet potato fries in the state, and meanwhile, you're plugging maple donuts with bacon on top. Like, it just doesn't add up. So make sure the companies that you choose to represent are in total alignment with the way that you show up in the world. I get approached by numerous brands every single week, and I say no to partnering because most of the time it's not in alignment with my message or my mission. Whatever you're selling, it has to be stuff that resonates with your audience's greatest need and is in alignment with what you put out into the world. I have a few really strict rules for myself when it comes to saying yes to an affiliate partnership. One, I have to be a customer for 6 months before I ever share publicly. Like, I want to go through the entire process from ordering the product to enjoying it to testing it out to using customer service. I want to go through the entire thing to make sure it's something I can put my name behind. I also want to have a story of transformation. If I'm going to talk about a product or a service or a course, I want to be able to share my own transformation, because when I can paint the picture of my before and after, it allows my audience to imagine what their own transformation can look like. I also have to simply like the company and trust that they're going to deliver on the back end. If I am going to lead my people to them, I need to know with total certainty that they are going to take care of my people well. And so I want to make sure that that trust and that relationship has been built. And I also want to make sure it's worth my time. There are so many affiliate programs out there that offer you 10% on a sale. You're making pennies if you're selling their products. And I want to make sure that anything I'm committed to, I'm in it for the long haul. I'm not a one and done. I am a long-term partnership person. And so for me to say yes to an affiliate partnership, sometimes I have to negotiate to make sure that it's worth my time. When you are in total alignment with your mission and your vision, it is so obvious. And when you stay in alignment, it's a great way to preserve your energy and your self-esteem. I mean, nobody likes the idea of slimy salespeople, right? Like, I used to be super self-conscious about any kind of sales, even for stuff that I truly believe in from the bottom of my heart. Like, it was a total mindset block that I've been working through behind the scenes. And I've come to realize that if I believe in something, it is my responsibility to share it with others. And it's my job to make it clear who the offer is for so that there is no doubt for my audience. The easiest way to be a great seller is to actually like, use, and trust the product or service you're endorsing and to be in it for the long game, not just a short-term result. That's why I want to shift from, quote, sponsored posts and go to a more affiliate model. One, because I know my audience will purchase if I truly believe in something. But two, I want the ability to create that brand recognition in my own terms. Your audience is going to be able to legitimately sense the difference between a forced plug for something that you've never tried and something that you genuinely adore and you want the world to know about. Now, one of the top questions I get asked is, well, how do you partner with brands or businesses or courses? Like I said before, I always start as a customer first, and then I become someone who takes action. Then I share my results and start talking about the product, service, or course before I'm even offered a commission in return. Like, if I'm not going to talk about something unpaid, then I don't expect you to believe me when I become paid. I make sure that I get my own transformation first and I fully walk through the entire experience, knowing that it's at the same level of attention that I personally offer before I ever consider affiliating. Before you even pitch a brand, you need to make sure you have two solid things. One, an established foundation of trust with your audience and a personal experience with a brand, service, or product that you're willing to shout from the rooftops. If affiliate marketing is something you want in your future, start today as an unofficial affiliate, sharing the things that you love, links to the places you shop, resources you enjoy, like this podcast. Start giving your recommendations for free, no strings attached, so that you build up your audience's trust over time. Don't wait until there's something in it for you. Do it for your audience, because if you truly care, there is something in it for them. It doesn't matter if you have 2,000 followers or 20,000. If your audience isn't engaged with your current content, or if they don't trust your recommendations, they're not going to click through to something you're promoting down the road. When it comes to affiliate marketing, your word is your strongest asset, because you won't get paid if people don't want to take action with you. Hello Monday is back for season two with host Jesse Hempel. Hello Monday is a podcast from LinkedIn's editorial team, and it's packed with career advice you'll want to put to work right now. Each week, Jesse sits down with featured guests to investigate the role work plays in our lives and how to make it work for us. In season one, Hello Monday featured advice for creating a safety net as a freelancer and tips for making it as an influencer. Jesse interviewed Elizabeth Gilbert, you know, the author of Eat, Pray, Love, and Big Magic, all about choosing a job over a career and how to unlock your creativity at work. Other guests from season one include Seth Meyers, Melinda Gates, and two-time Olympian and World Cup champion Abby Wambach, among others. I peeked at the reviews for Hello Monday. You know, I love reading reviews for my own podcast and others, and people love the nourishing conversations, the thoughtful and engaging discussion about work-life balance, and valuable advice from the host and guests. If you're starting your first job, if you're preparing for retirement, or somewhere in between, you'll be ready to tackle Monday and the rest of the work week with the knowledge to make work work for you. Find Hello Monday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe right now to hear all these episodes and be the first to tune in for season two.
Have you heard about the shoes made from recycled water bottles that are also incredibly comfortable? Like, so comfortable, I used to shoot 10 to 12 hour weddings wearing these things and still had pep in my step by the end of the night. Rothy's is sponsoring this episode, and I couldn't be more excited to share the shoes that literally walked me through my early days of growing this business. Try Rothy's for yourself with free shipping, plus free returns and exchanges at rothys.com/golddigger. They're stylish, sustainable, comfortable, washable, all in one pair of shoes. They're the perfect flats for life on the go. Rothy's come in a wide range of colors and patterns, and they're available in four different silhouettes. Plus, they are constantly launching new styles, so you're guaranteed to find a pair or three that you love. I just ordered a new pair because I tragically lost my favorite pair in a move, and I went with the sweet white sneakers. Oh my gosh, they are so timeless. You know how some shoes need to be broken in? Not these. They are ready to go as soon as you slip them on. It's actually shocking that shoes this comfy are made from recycled water bottles. Rothy's has saved over 25 million bottles from landfills, so they're totally sustainable and good for our green earth too. Check out the amazing styles available right now and pick out your new favorite flats at rothys.com/golddigger. Comfort, style, and sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for. rothys.com/golddigger. So how do you build that trust? It goes back to that serving piece that we talked about earlier, and that service starts today. If you start by serving your people 100% of the time, they'll start considering you a trusted friend and an expert in your industry. Answer the questions you know your audience is looking for solutions for. Show up with realness and vulnerability. Share your sources. Freely tag things that are getting you results in your life. Be yourself. Be funny or silly or unfiltered or sarcastic or sweet. Whatever defines you as a person, show up that way online. It seems like the simplest and the most like duh advice ever, because of course we should be showing up as ourselves online, but it's so much more challenging to do it regularly and to do it well, especially in a world full of fancy filters and perfect captions. I can guarantee if you show up as the real you and you serve your audience, it will grow organically and people will know what kind of content to expect from you, including endorsements for things that you find useful in your own life and business. And spoiler alert, if you are collecting a commission, you should be sharing that when you're sharing your links. It can be as simple as just saying, hey, I'm sharing this link. It's an affiliate link. And if you join because of me, it's awesome because you get a benefit and I get a benefit. How cool is that? But you want to make sure you're disclosing that partnership. Now, affiliate marketing, it all starts with a slow introduction to easing your audience into the periodic sharing of what you find cool or valuable or helpful week by week. What are those things that you find cool or valuable or helpful anyways? Are you already sharing them with your audience? Are you already connecting your audience to solutions and resources? I sincerely hope so. Maybe you love a certain online thrift store startup that's totally changed the way you shop. It could be a delivery service for wine that's introduced you to some of your all-time favorite blends after a long day of business calls. Maybe it's a natural deodorant that actually works, or grain-free dog treats that your Insta-famous Corey wolfs down every time. If you found a product you love and use, go check and see if that company already has an existing affiliate program or way for you to have a referral code and incentive to share. Be sure they also have a way set up for you to track your efforts and numbers while sharing with your community. While affiliate marketing is an awesome way to share stuff you love and to generate income, it's also a fun way to get new products or credits towards your favorite products. If that's not a win-win, I don't know what is. If the company doesn't have an active affiliate program, don't panic. You can still communicate your interest in partnering with them simply by reaching out to them. Share your genuine admiration for the company and product, your personal experience using it, why you love it so much. Tag them in posts and Instagram stories. Share how it's impacted your life. Let them know a little bit about your audience and why you think their products could really serve your audience too. Just make sure that you do your research to show that you know all about them before even getting to talking about what you have to offer as a potential partner. Treat this as if you're applying for a commission-based sales position within their company, because that's essentially exactly what you're doing. It's almost like a job interview, but one that you initiate and lead. You want to come across as knowledgeable about the brand, trustworthy, and eager, but without taking up too much of their time. Finally, you can present your plans in the best light and how you hope to share their offer with your audience. You might want to consider sharing your stats and your audience demographics to support why you make a great partner. I actually sell an amazing media kit template in Shop Jenna Kutcher. So if you don't have a media kit, this could be a great opportunity to grab one. I mean, if you can send everything over, the worst that could happen is that they don't answer or that they say no to you. If that happens, no sweat off your back. Luckily, there are so many options for products we all use in our lives and love endorsing to friends. So move on to the next one on your list that you think your audience could truly benefit from. Nowadays, so many companies are excited about affiliates. They're seeing the power of providing incentives for the people on the ground marketing their products. So look at the products and services you're already using and do some research. I can think of like 5 to 10 different things that I could affiliate for right in this moment. I love Daily Harvest Smoothie Cups. They have an affiliate program. HelloFresh has an affiliate program. Airbnb has an affiliate program. You get incentive for the people that you send to their services. Amazing, right? And if these are things you're actually using in your daily life, it's super easy to share them and talk about them organically because guess what? You love them. So my final 5 tips for getting into affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing can be for anyone and everyone who has an online presence. That means you are probably just the right person to get into the affiliate sphere and serve your followers with great tips for products that they'd love just as much as you do. But there are certainly a few big takeaways I want for you to keep in mind as you get into this new space. Number one, think outside of the box. You probably see a lot of the same stuff being promoted online these days. Not to name names, but between those fat loss teas and certain fabulous subscription boxes, it's getting hard to believe that all of those influencers hawking affiliate links for the same old products really do believe in them, use them, and love them. Pay attention to what feels genuine to you online and dig deep into your actions as a consumer to learn ways to build true trust with your followers over time. Dig into a few topics that you can share about that's in alignment with you and the content you're already sharing or planning to share. It's different for everyone, but the more creative you can get, the better. I know people really appreciated me sharing about my struggle with fertility and the process that I personally went through switching to natural products as a result of the obstacles we faced. It was a natural transition. Get it? Natural. To share our favorite new skincare line that I switched to during that major life change after testing out a bunch. And it just so happened that natural skincare has become a hot topic that a lot of women are interested in learning more about. I still share about those products today because I'm actually obsessed with them. Like, I just placed an order 5 minutes ago. If you want to see how I share about them or what that looks like, just head to jennakutcher.com/primallypure. So first, ask yourself, what in your world is beneficial to your friends and fits with your story in an aligned way? Number two, serve your audience in a way that they'll understand the offer. After an affiliate launch earlier this year, a bunch of the guys were hitting me up asking me how I did it, how I sold so well. The truth was, I met my audience where they were at and delivered on their biggest need. I took the time to really listen to my audience's struggles and figured out what a solution would be. And then I shared the offer in a way that spoke to those who were ready for it. We all have a certain tone that we talk and write in, and hopefully it's the one that comes naturally to you and your personality. Stay authentic through the whole process, like you're just talking to a friend. If you suddenly incorporate a bunch of sales jargon or messaging that a brand wrote for you to share, it's going to be super evident to your followers that it's not a genuine version of you. When I was launching, I was personally responding to every DM with a video, usually of me and Coco, and we were answering their questions one by one. Why? Because I cared enough to help them make a decision. As you start to share, make sure it's coming from a place of service, not selling. It's exciting to get to share your favorite stuff, but don't let that excitement change the way that you share it. Keep promoting your affiliates in the same way you talk about your day or share about your favorite new book. Number three, make it original. It's easy to look at what other affiliates are doing and simply imitate. But the true secret sauce to affiliate marketing is to think outside of the box and to use your own personal story of transformation as the pinnacle. People will relate to your original story more than they will ever relate to testimonials from strangers or prepackaged marketing lingo from the brand. On that note, try to avoid sounding like all the other people selling stuff online. I know that sounds like a broad request, but just because your favorite influencer shares affiliate links in her stories in a certain way doesn't mean that's how you should share yours. Find a way to share that's original to your own personality and your brand and that resonates with your audience as much as possible. Keep your audience's wants and needs front of mind. That's absolutely key. Don't be afraid to experiment. The best part of affiliate marketing is to get to test and see what works because you're in control of how and when you share. That's my favorite part. Number four, add bonuses if possible. One of the best things about affiliate marketing is that you can get the opportunity to sweeten the deal and make it irresistible for your audience. I'm always looking for ways to add a bonus because gaining my audience's votes through their credit card, it really matters to me. Whether I'm throwing in extra templates, offering group coaching, creating an extra module to teach some accompanying information, or passing along bonus knowledge to heighten their results, I am always partnering with the brands to figure out how to give my audience an added bonus that only I can offer. You want to put your time and energy towards giving your audience value. And so partner with an affiliate and try offering up that to generate even more interest. Number five, create a strategy. Successful affiliate marketing, it doesn't happen by chance. There is a lot of strategy involved, and I think it's easy to see someone slap a discount code on their story and assume that's all they have to do to make a quick buck. But the best affiliate marketers create smart strategy about how they share affiliates. How often they share, where they share, and how they share can ultimately serve their audiences so well. I found the most success in long-term affiliate partnerships where my audience gets to hear about the brand over and over and over again until they are ready to become a customer. There are so many ways you can prime your audience and create a true marketing strategy around what it is that you'll share. You can create and leverage social media strategy, email lists, podcast episodes, Facebook ads, blog posts, and so much more. So build a strategy that's service-based and consistent so that you're not bombarding your audience with opportunities all day or popping in with a code seemingly at random every other month. If I had guessed that this year would look like it has, I don't think I would have ever pondered that affiliating for friends launches would be on my radar. But it honestly has been the best decision and such a blessing. Because in a season where I don't have as much time to create or deliver, I get to do all of the fun stuff like serving and launching. And then I get to send my people into loving hands of those who will take care of them and teach them. I've got to admit, I'm a convert, and affiliate launching might be part of my overall brand strategy moving forward, especially when it's for programs that have changed my life on topics that I don't plan to create on myself. So there you have it. I hope you end this episode feeling supported and enabled to kickstart your own affiliate marketing journey. Whether you become an affiliate for an online program, or you opt to share about products or services you love to get a kickback, or you dive into an MLM type business, affiliate marketing can be a total game changer and a great way to drive income into your world. You might still be in that trust-building phase with your audience, and that's okay. Focus on showing up as you and offering bits of value and realness and recommendations along the way. Or maybe you're in a place to pitch brands that you know and love, and if that's you, I know your confidence and enthusiasm will shine through to allow you to partner with some of them. Wherever you're at, whatever your following looks like, just keep in mind that quality is so much more important in this ever-expanding space of social media. It's not about the likes or the follower numbers or the reach or the shares. It's not about how many conversions you get, but that you're delivering valuable resources and content that your audience can actually use and benefit from in their own lives. So share what you love, shout the things that are working for you from the rooftops, and always check in with yourself to make sure you're still in alignment with digging your bigger goals and your bigger vision for your life. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. And thank you so much for hitting play on another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Gold Digger Podcast. Dive into the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. The more, the merrier. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, you gold digger, you.